All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. I am back with Summer with Mia. You guys wanted it. We'll go for another hour, and then I'm going to bed. But I know you guys want some more of this, and I'm trying to get it done, too, because we got other stuff we want to do. Less than half an hour later. Done. Now I just need something to drink. Lemonade. He loves lemonade. She squeezed a lemon and added some ice from the freezer. Almost perfect. How many do I put in? Finally deciding on the right dosage, Mia puts in 2 sleeping pills and a Viagra into the lemonade. Perfect. Now, Grim, dinner's ready. Coming. You'll be doing that for sure. As you came into the kitchen, yeah, quite literally, the table was already set, so you just sat down. Wow, looks really tasty. Dig in, then. You're not eating? Nope, I ate while I was making it. Couldn't resist. Oh, okay. Quickly chomping down everything off the plate, you chugged the glass of lemonade right after. Phew, that was fast. Well, you said we'd be trying anal again, so... How about a movie first? I just need a little more time to recover. Giggle. Oh, come on. What if mother and father come home? Just one movie. We'll even choose a shorter one. Yeah, let's watch a movie first. After cleaning up, you move to the living room couch. What do you want to watch? Is that new superhero movie out yet? Doubt it. It came out not so long ago, so a short movie? Huh, that shit's over 2 hours long. Yeah, you can pick then. How about a porno? Oh, interesting. Sure. Nice. Okay, let's see. How about Anal Sluts 2845? Damn, they've had that many anal sluts? Probably if we counted them all. What? There's 2,844 parts before it? Wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. Wow, okay then. Press play. Haha, who knows? I might even learn something. Sure. Let me just get some popcorn first. You went over to the kitchen and microwaved a bag of popcorn. Hold on. You went over to the kitchen and microwaved a bag of popcorn. Pretty soon you were back on the couch. Want some popcorn? No thanks. You're gonna start the porno already? Yeah, yawn, sure. Looks like the pills are starting to kick in. With a click or two, you start the movie. Wow, they go straight to the point. Damn, I already got a boner. Even crazier, I'm watching this with my sister. Ouch, that doesn't look so too comfortable. She's probably more than experienced enough to handle it. Hopefully you'll be too. Yeah, I guess. Why isn't he falling asleep already? Oh, got an idea. Want to try doing the same thing they're doing? Bit toned down, of course. I like your idea. Just a matter of time until they kick in. Let me just watch it a little longer. I'm actually loving it. Okay. Ugh, I don't get it. Why is she stalling? Less than a few minutes later, you fall asleep. Finally, payback time. As fast as she can, Mia puts her plan in motion. Hello, wakey wakey. Can you hear me? Hello? Wake up. What? Where am... Good morning. What's going on? Why can't I move? Am I tied down? Take your time. I'll give you a second to come back to your senses. Why am I naked and why am I tied to a chair? I'll let you figure that out on your own. I don't know why, but I like where this is going. I like what she's wearing. He likes it? Why do I have a heart on? Weird. Fucking well, you won't like it for long. Also, wow, what are you wearing? Like it? Fuck yeah. Good, because you can't touch it. I'm tied up, so that's obvious, isn't it? I still like it, though. For fuck, he's so annoying. How did I end up tied up anyway? I don't remember anything. Could she... Don't tell me she drugged me, haha. Doesn't matter how you got here. What does matter is I'm gonna torture you. Oh, shit! Shut up. How are you gonna torture me? Like this. Oh, I like this kind of torture. Torture me senseless, yeah. We'll see how much you like it. Since you can't. Jerk off. And I don't plan on touching you either. So there's absolutely no way for you to come. What? That's cruel. It's supposed to be. It's torture. I can already imagine you. They need to put an R there, guys. You big long dick between my boobs. Oh, you're gonna talk dirty too? Awesome. I'm having second thoughts about this whole revenge plan. He seems to be enjoying it a lot more than I thought. No, he's definitely going to start begging me to ride him. That's when he'll finally realize this actually is torture. Should I take my top off? Yes, please. You think so? She moves closer. Want to see my big juicy tits? Hell yeah! Slowly, Mia pulls off her top. Here you go, take a good look. Oh, giggle, my nipples are already hard. I think I should take the rest of this off, too. I abso-fucking-lutely agree. Even slower than before, Mia slides the rest of her clothes off. Oh, I almost forgot. I got a little surprise around here somewhere. With her voluptuous ass swinging left and right. This is a completed game, guys. You could fix the spelling errors. Mia strolled behind the couch. She came back with something that made you love all this even more. Let's play a game, huh? You can imagine that this dildo is your big throbbing cock while you watch me slide it into my tight, wet little pussy. Why not just use my dick? It's bigger anyway. I don't think so. To be honest, he's right. I'd much rather ride him than a dildo, but he has to suffer for what he did. Mia positions herself on the couch, putting the dildo beside her. She then seductively spreads her legs. Moan, my pussy's so warm. There should be... Forget it. Oh, and wet. If you could only feel how warm and wet it is. She slides a finger inside of these. Oh, I like that little render. Not too bad. Your jaw almost dropped at the sight. With each stroke of her finger, you could see her pussy getting wetter and wetter, and the sounds almost unbearably hot. This is making me hornier than I thought. She slides a second finger in. Maybe I'm just getting myself ready for a huge cock. I think you're ready. Come here and sit on... Or maybe not. Can't lie that I'm not a little bit tempted to actually do it. Just a little. Whoa, pant. It does look really hard. You wouldn't believe how wet my pussy is right now. Your thick cock would slide in so easily. And fill me up so nicely. Ah, getting off just imagining that long shaft sliding through me. With a look of satisfaction on her face, Mia pulls her fingers out and slides them between her red, juicy lips. Slurp. It's pretty tasty. If only you could try, too. Hold on a minute, guys. Alright. Alright. What the hell? It's pretty tasty. If only you could try to... Fuck, that's hot. Finally, Mia grabs the dildo. If only it was bigger, although I'm sure it'll get the job done. Anyway. Giggle. Why not just leave the dildo and come here then? Just sit on my dick, you don't even have to move. The boner is actually starting to hurt now. I think I'll stick with the dildo. For now, at least. She slowly grinds the dildo against the edges of her pussy. Can't even tell you how great this feels. Getting down on her knees, Mia puts the dildo right at the entrance of her pussy and starts slowly pushing it in. You could see her lips parting and enveloping the dildo, gripping it so firmly. You would have murdered someone to be that dildo right now. There we are. Up and down. That's it. The way she rode that dildo, doing it right in front of her brother. Oh, he's suffering for sure now. Ha ha. She was definitely having fun. Playfully, she grabs her chest. Moan. Pant, this dildo is bigger than I thought. Maybe I don't need you after all. I'm close. Suddenly Mia pulls the dildo out. Not yet. We're not done here. She gets down on all fours. You look like you really, really need some help. With that big, hard, delicious cock. I don't ever think I saw it this hard before. As she got up, her luscious pussy was just a few inches away from your cock. You could hear her giggle a little when she turned her back to you. Love to feel your dick grinding against my butt. Finally, some action for me. I thought my dick was going to burst. It's so hard. I can almost feel how much it wants me. I wish it was deep inside me. Whoops. So put it in already. The teasing is killing me. You could feel her ass pressed against your cock. Wondering how such a firm ass can also be so soft to the touch was driving you insane. Put it in, Mia. Enough with the teasing. Oh, not yet. I mean, I'm just starting to enjoy myself. Why would I stop? You're gonna beg for it. Why are you doing this? What did I do? Shh. I don't want to think about that now. Just let me enjoy myself. Can't believe how much I'm enjoying my brother's hard cock just pressed against me. He looks really close. I better slow down a little. She gets down on her knees. Oh god, about fucking time. She's finally gonna let me come. Suck it hard, bitch. Oh, you thought I was gonna suck you off? Think again. With a subtle grin, Mia grabs the base of your cock and squeezes hard. The sudden stop of blood flow made your cock even bigger. Holy, I didn't expect it to get even bigger. Fuck, that hurts like a motherfucker. It's really gonna explode. Want me to stroke it? Make it feel better? Yes. Yes what? Yes, please. Much better. Without releasing the base of your cock, she grabs you with her other hand. Like this? As slowly as she could, Mia starts stroking your cock. Better? Still, I've never seen you this hard. You must really be loving the hell out of this, huh? Her strokes become faster. Too fast. I'm gonna come. Mia felt your cock contracting, realizing you're about to come. Is that pre-cum? And she stops just as you were about to shoot your whole load. Why? Why'd you stop? I was milliseconds away from coming. Just tap it a little one more time and I'm done. Come on. No can do. The whole point of this is not letting you come, remember? Payback's a bitch. Why the hell not? What did you say? You want me to bend over for you? Teasing him is becoming more and more fun. Ha ha. Turning around, Mia teasingly bends over, giving you the most perfect view of her soaking pussy. It is starting to drive you mad, on the edge of coming, but never actually letting you do it. If she just so much as touched your cock with a finger, you'd erupt. But out of nowhere, Emma appeared in the hall. The sight she was met with was shocking enough that Emma froze for a second. Even better, Mia didn't notice Emma coming in. Something wrong? You seem like you'd love to come more than anything in this world. Ha ha ha. Mia? Don't even bother. I already told you you're not getting a chance to come. Mia, you... What? You should turn around. Oh shit, how could I forget to lock the door? What the hell is going on here? I can explain. Why is Grim naked? Why are you naked? Why is he tied up? I was just... Mind if I join? What? Suddenly, Emma flashes her perky tits. Emma, what are you doing? It took Emma seconds to remove her whole top. Don't worry. I'm not going to tell anyone. Just let me join. Damn. She waltzed towards Mia while she just stood there, frozen in shock. Grabbing her by the waist, she pulls Mia closer and starts making out with her. Is this actually happening, or did I pass out and I'm dreaming? Emma's hand moves down to Mia's ass, followed by a gentle squeeze. Emma! What, don't like it? I actually do! Again, Emma moves her hand, this time towards her pussy, slowly sliding a finger inside. Ah, she's fingering me. As much as I'm enjoying the night, what's going on here? Why is Grim tied up? Trying not to lick her lips, she manages to also ask. And why is he so big? It's, long story. Just don't let him come, okay? Fine by me, giggle. But I'm allowed to make you come, right? What? What are you two whispering about? Oh, nothing much, to be honest. Before anyone had time to say anything else, Emma slid another finger into Mia's soaking little pussy. Ah, this feels amazing. She knows what she's doing. Hey, I'm here too, you know. Snatching Mia's hand, Emma pulls her to the floor and gets on top of her. So, ready to tell me why he's tied down now? He pulled some stupid shit, now I'm getting him back with edging. Got it. Good thing I came then, because what we're about to do is going to drive him mad. I like where you're going. Saying this, Mia kisses Emma. What's going on? Shut up. Spreading Mia's legs, Emma starts playing with your sister's pussy. Ah! Pant, you're so wet. I want to taste you. I never thought of doing this with Emma. Totally not his sister. You still couldn't believe what was unfolding in front of you. Slow down, Emma. My turn. Let me taste you now. I can't believe I said this. I just blurted it out. Oh, no problem. Looking more than happy to do it, Emma gets on top of Mia. And Mia starts sliding her tongue against Emma's pussy immediately. You like watching, don't you? Can you stroke my cock while she's licking pussy? This is hot as much as it's unfair. Ah, sorry, can't right now. Oh, come on, my dick hurts like hell. Oh, nice job, Mia. Did you do this before? Nuh-uh. Ah, you're really good. Mia! Keep going. I'm gonna come. Ah, I'm coming. I'm coming! The amount of pleasure made Emma arch her back and start coming. Ah! Guess it's your turn, huh? Just let me catch my breath a little, giggle. After a second, Emma goes back down on Mia. Fuck, that feels so fucking good. Emma, I'm gonna come. Ah, fuck, I'm coming. What, already? What can I say? Looks like you're good at what you do. Plus, I've been close for a while now. Hey, Em, know what I always wanted to try? I'm all ears. Mia pauses for a second, surprisingly embarrassed. Come on, out with it. 69 with a girl. I. You want to go on top or? Top. Get over here, you little slut. Mia gets on top of Emma. And they playfully started licking each other. Can't take this any longer. The girls were ignoring you completely. I need to come. I gotta try and break free somehow. Squirming around, you try pulling your hand from under the rope. Unlucky for you, with no success. Fuck. Mia, you ever tried scissoring? Boy, it'd be nice if they spelled it right. I'd give my left nut for someone to cut this fucking rope right now. No, you? Shockingly, I never had a chance to. Let's try it. How turned on are they? Complete sluts, that's what they are. If only they'd let me join in, I'd fuck their brains out. Both girls were moaning like mad, grinding their pussies against each other. You could say they were in bliss. Or you could see that they were in bliss. I had no idea this felt so good. Mm-hmm, me neither. So what are we going to do with him? You think he suffered enough? Maybe. His dick looks like it's going to burst any minute now. Yeah, maybe we should actually help him, giggle. Mia extends her arm towards your dick and grabs it. However, the moment she does, you start coming, spraying everything onto the girls, and she's not happy about that. Look at her face. Hey, I barely touched you. Haha, not even a minute. Though at least you came like a man, giggle. I'd like to see how you do in my position. The girls get up. Let's go get cleaned up. Sure, the shower? You had something else in mind? Hey, untie me at first, at least. Can you hear me? Shit. A few minutes later, the girls come back. Wow, he's still hard, haha. Yeah, looks like he is. Gotta admit, that's pretty impressive. Can you finally untie me? Not yet, giggle. His dick really is huge. Wanna try riding him? Really? That okay with you? He's your brother, after all. Doesn't it kind of go against your revenge plan? Yeah, no problem. I screwed up the plan anyway. He came the moment I touched him. Why are you talking like I'm not here? Let me help you. Mia grabs your dick and points it at Emma's pussy. It's so hard. Slowly, Emma started, impaling her tight, perfect pussy onto your swollen, throbbing cock. Fuck. Moan. It's so fucking big. I can barely take it. My pussy's gonna break. Tell me about it. I took that thing in the ass. Wait, why did I tell her that? Oh, dirty, dirty girl, Mia, letting your brother fuck you in the ass, huh? Forget I said anything. Moan and pant. Could you take it? Barely. It still hurts a little each time I remember it. Oh, for the sequel, we'll be calling them all stepbrother and all that crap. We'll do that. She's really chill about me and grim fucking. Weird. I'll be honest, I love anal, but I'm not sure even I could handle a dick that huge. It barely even fits into my pussy. I can't take it. I want to come all over your cock. The moment she finishes her sentence, Emma picks up the pace hard. Slow down, Emma. I'm close. Come. I'm on the pill. That's a good idea. Maybe I should start taking those, too. She seems to be enjoying herself quite a lot. I want to ride him, too, now. You didn't expect it was possible, but Emma moved even faster and harder now, almost ramming herself against you with each drop. I'm coming. Yes, yes, fill my pussy up with your hot cum. You started shooting spurt after spurt your whole load inside Emma. Holy fuck, yes, I can feel it pumping inside. You can feel walls of Emma's pussy contract and relax as if trying to push out every last drop you had. You get it. Exhausted, she collapses on your chest, with your dick still buried deep inside her cum-filled pussy. Within seconds, streams of cum started oozing out of her pussy and down your cock. Damn, Grim, you came so much. Let's hope the pill works. I don't think anyone ever filled me up like this. She slowly pulls your cock out of your pussy. Getting up, she stands in front of you with your cum still dripping down her legs. Seriously, he's still hard? Yeah, that's strange. I probably shouldn't tell them I secretly gave him Viagra. They're right. What the fuck? He hasn't gone down a bit. I guess it's your turn, Mia. What? She wants me to do it in front of her? Yeah, he's still hard, right? Go on. A little hesitantly, Mia puts her legs around you. Let me return the favor, giggle. This time, Emma grabs your dick and points towards Mia's pussy. Ugh, I don't think I'll ever get used to how big it is. It's stretching me so much. Unbelievable, I'm actually riding my brother in front of Emma. I'll go sit down a bit. Let you two enjoy yourselves. Mia, slow down. My cock hurts. I already came two times. What the fuck? Ah, shut up and let me ride you. Fuck, it feels so good. How is your dick this perfect? She starts moving faster. With everything that happened, it didn't take Mia long. Ah, I can't take it. I'm coming. Feeling Mia's pussy quiver while she almost came made you come too, but you couldn't. Something wrong? You didn't come? It's because I came 2 times already. My dick hurts. Plus, I can't come inside of you or you might get pregnant. Saying nothing, she stands up, your cock sliding out of her wet pussy. Oh, poor boy, you're sore? No one gives a shit. My ass was sore too and you didn't care. Emma gets off the couch and walks up to Mia. I gotta try it. Try what? Before answering, Emma grabs your cock. I've been playing with myself this entire time, getting myself ready. I want to see if I can fit him in my ass. Can we maybe try it next time? Oh, you're saying you don't want your cock inside my ass? Of course I do, but maybe not right now? Mia, what do you say? Should we give him a break? He's still hard, isn't he? Emma licks her lips as subtly as she could. Oh yeah, quite hard. Then go for it. Hearing this, Emma turns to you. Being the helper she is, Mia grabs your dick and aligns it with Emma's tight asshole. Gently, Emma lowers herself onto your cock. Fuck, I'm having second thoughts about this. It might still be too big. You can feel her. That is actually an issue, guys. You can feel her tight asshole stretching around your still hard cock. Fuck! Wait, that's just the tip? Oh, God! She pushes your cock deeper inside. Fuck, it's tearing my asshole apart! Suddenly, no warning whatsoever, she impales herself completely. Oh, fuck. Ah! Fuck, that's deep. I definitely never had something this deep in my ass. It hurts a little, but at the same time, I don't ever want to pull it out. You are seconds away from blowing your load again, this time right into Emma's ass. But then Emma slowly lifted herself off your cock. She had a perfect view of her gaping asshole. Ouch, that's it for me. I thought I could, but there's no way I can handle that thing. I should be grateful. If I came again, my dick would probably hurt for the next 5 days. Maybe it's the pose you were in? Yeah, could be. Here, I'll try a different way. Walking towards her with a smirk, Mia looks at you. Besides, I did promise you'd get to fuck my ass again, right? Giggle. We can do it some other time, Mia. Where's the rush? Ignoring you, Mia wraps her legs around you again. A promise is a promise. You can feel Mia's tight asshole pushing against the tip of your cock. See? It went in easily. Mia starts sliding herself down your cock until it was all the way inside her. Perfect asshole. Fuck, that feels so good. You can feel her insides contracting and relaxing. Almost massaging your cock, it was driving you insane. I'm beginning to enjoy this more and more. She lifts herself up and almost violently slams her ass down onto your crotch. Oh, that's it. Perfect. I want to feel you deep in... I want to feel you come deep inside me. Got it? Come for me. Filling me up? Okay. Fuck yeah. You can feel the cum in your balls almost boiling, finding its way out. I want it. I want your cum. Now. Okay, it's going slow, going medium. Uncomparably harder than before, Mia slams her ass down onto you and stops moving completely. Just one more move was enough to make you shoot every last drop of cum you had left into your sister's asshole. As if knowing, Mia looks you in the eyes. Go on, come. Saying this, she just slightly moved her hips. It was more than enough. Spurt after spurt, you were pumping your cum deeper inside her. Ah, I can feel it. It's so warm. Still shooting load after load until you completely emptied your balls deep inside her. The thought of being filled up by her brother's cum pushed Mia over the edge too. Making her start coming with you. Trying to speak, Mia manages only to stutter. Fuck, I'm coming! With barely the strength to even breathe, Mia collapses onto your chest. Your dick still deep inside her cum-filled asshole. Not even a minute later, she somehow came back to her senses and slowly lifted herself off your cock. Cum immediately started leaking out the moment she did. With a victorious grin across her lips, Mia looks down at your cock. Looks like you finally had enough. It's starting to go down. He wouldn't be human if that wasn't enough. Fuck, my dick hurts like a motherfucker. Though I'm still not sure he suffered enough. Does it hurt? Of course it fucking hurts. Ouch! I guess we're even then. So, can you untie me now? Sure. She unties one of your arms. You can do the rest. Let's go upstairs, Emma. I gotta get dressed. The girls pick up their clothes and leave the living room. It took you a few minutes, but you managed to untie yourself completely. Exhausted and a little pissed, you start heading upstairs. But... Grim? Oh my, he is hung. Shit, they're home. You quickly covered as much of your crotch as you could with your hands. But where's Father? What the hell are you doing naked? What's wrong with me? My eyes keep going down. I took a shower downstairs and forgot my clothes. Oh, he can't even hide it with both his hands. Is she looking at my dick? Where's Father? Parking the car. Okay, I really need to stop this right now. Go get dressed. Oh, right. You ran upstairs and got dressed. You were on your PC for a little, and soon night came. As you start leaving your room... Where are you two going? Clubbing. Oh. Want to join us? After what I just went through? No, thanks. I'm just going to go to bed. You do look exhausted. Ha ha. Let's go. Wow, really funny. The girls left while you went downstairs and grabbed a bite to eat. Soon, you were in bed. Summer heat was making it hard to fall asleep, so you took all your clothes off. You fell asleep like a baby right after that. However, somewhere around 3 in the morning... Can't get it out of my head. It's actually keeping me awake. He was so big, even bigger than... For a second, she looks at your father, but her thoughts were soon back on you. Wonder if it would fit inside. Oh God, what am I thinking? It's wrong on so many levels. I should go take one of the pills they gave me for that. Quietly, your mother went to the bathroom. Those pills seem to be having less of an effect lately. Is it possible I built kind of a tolerance to it or something? Gotta make an appointment for new ones. These thoughts I'm having can't be normal. She leaves the bathroom, and on her way back to the bedroom, she walks by your room. Grim forgot to close his door again. She'll probably close it. And she grabs the door to close it, and she sees you in the bed naked. Oh, he must have been hot during the night, so he took his clothes off. Wait, is that his cock? Why is it erect? Getting fed Viagra in your 20s usually does that. Of course, your mother had no way of knowing that. It's big before, but this, I had no idea it could get so big. Again, why do I keep thinking about my son's penis? That's so weird. I'd better close the door. Maybe another one of those pills isn't a bad idea. Going back to the bathroom, she takes another pill, hoping it'll do the job this time. She goes to bed, but an hour later... For fuck, still can't fall asleep. She knew what was keeping her awake. I'm too turned on. Why aren't the pills working? Okay, I definitely need to come. In hopes of solving her problem, she nudges your father. Whispers, hey, you awake? Mumble. Wake up, I'm in the mood. What? I'm tired. Ugh, useless. Luckily, I got something for situations like these. Getting off the bed, she quietly walks over to her drawer. It should be right here. What the hell? Where's my toy? I gotta find it. As quietly as she could, your mother searched the whole room trying to find her dildo. She had no way of knowing Mia took it and forgot to put it back. Ugh. Pissed, she went to bed. Where could it be? I'm pretty sure I left it in a drawer. Ugh, just my luck. Too angry to try solving the problem with her fingers, she just mumbled curses until exhaustion finally put her to sleep. Next morning, knock, knock. Rise and shine, pigeon. I'm not a pigeon. What time is it anyway? It's 9 a.m. and I have a task for you, my mighty pigeon warrior. What is it? Meet me downstairs ASAP. Fine, I'll be there in a sec. One more thing. Be careful what you say in front of your mother. She's cranky as hell for some reason. Yeah, yeah. He leaves and you get up. After getting dressed, you head downstairs and into the kitchen. Everyone else was already there. I see the fellowship has gathered at long last. Please stop talking like that. Yeah, I'm kind of hungover. Can you just skip beating around the bush and tell us what you want? When did you come home last night, anyway? Around 5 a.m, I think. I was with Emma. Really? Where were you? Long story. Too long to tell with a headache like this. Headache? Oof, you're not gonna love this then. Why? I woke up early today, went to the hardware store, and bought a ton of paint. What? Why would you... To paint the house? Duh. Oh boy. Right, be sure to eat your breakfast. You're gonna need the strength. You're kidding, right? Couldn't you say something yesterday? I came to the decision this morning, though. As subtle as it was, you notice your mother looking your way from time to time. What's up with her? She's acting pretty weird. Am I just seeing things? Wonderful. You decided this morning? Awesome. You do know we have lives and other things to do, right? It would have been at least fair to warn us in advance for at least a damn day. Language. Oh, don't be like that. It'll be a fun project, chuckle. Maybe if I had a chance to get some actual sleep. How could I know you were out with Emma that long? How could I know you were going to decide to paint the whole fucking house? Mia, language. Ugh. Fine, fine. We can agree that there was some miscommunication. No, there was no miscommunication. It is how it is, I guess. Now eat your breakfast and go grab a paintbrush from the living room. Fucking, I want to move away so bad. The arguing continued for at least half an hour. Finally, everyone agreed to paint the house. Quite a while later, around 5 p.m. Phew, finally done. Man, they painted the whole house? Yeah, this was exhausting. But as much as I hate to admit it, it does look better than before. True, I like it too. By the way, you have some paint on your face. Oh? Kinda looks like cum. Aha. She wipes the paint off her face. Still feel it. My head's gonna explode. Where did you and Emma go yesterday, anyway? It's a really long story, and I'm not in the mood for telling it right now. I'll tell you some other time, okay? Right now, I just want to go to bed. You think they're done upstairs, too? Sure hope so. I told them to paint my room first. Well, okay. Good night, then? I guess. Bye. Took him that short amount of time to paint the whole house? With nothing much to do now, you went to the couch and watched some TV. After a while... Damn, I've never seen her in that bathing suit before. Wow, it looks nice down there. Sure does. I'm gonna go to the backyard and catch some fresh air. Gotta get away from the paint fumes. You should get out of the house too. You're always sitting in front of a screen. I actually might a little later. I get to watch an amazing body of yours, why not? She strolls out in the backyard and you head upstairs. In the upstairs hallway, you run into your father. Father? Oh, Grim, come here. I need your help. Help? I thought you already finished everything upstairs. Kind of. See this crack? You get closer to take a better look. Not really. I always knew not buying you glasses when you were younger would come back to haunt us. Too late now, I guess. Just take a better look. You try taking a better look. There's nothing there. Well, I do, and it's driving me insane. Go buy some plaster so I can fix it. What, now? I wanted to go enjoy watching Mother in that bikini. Just go. Oh, come on. Can't you go? Of course not. I have to hold the walls together so the crack doesn't spread. The arguing continues for another few minutes, but in the end, you lose. After getting some money from your father, you head out. Took you a while to reach the hardware store, but you were back after an hour or so. Wait, what? Shouldn't you be upstairs holding the walls together? Well, I forgot to call you. There was no crack in the wall. My glasses were actually cracked. That's why I kept seeing it. Must have nicked them somewhere while painting. Unbelievable. It's okay. You can never have enough plaster. Just go put it somewhere in the attic. Sometimes I wonder if I'll manage to avoid his genes. After putting the plaster away, you go to your room and change. Once you were in your trucks, you hurried into the backyard. Wow, Mother really has an amazing body. Maybe I can spy on her a little. She shouldn't be able to see me if I hide behind those trees. Quietly, you tiptoe to your hiding spot. Yeah, this spot seems perfect. Yeah, it does seem like a good spot to end it, doesn't it? For now, anyway. We'll be back with more Summer with Mia on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It's pretty crazy. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time.